morning on WCHL. Is the Common Core standard on its way out the door just as quickly as it came in?
They told us that the Common Core was likely to lead us to socialism, fascism, monarchy, and crony capitalism, and I don't think all four of those things are possible from one set of standards.
More planning is needed for future solid waste and recycling plans in Orange County, but one plan is in motion for the next year.
I think it's a very, very bad, dangerous precedent to start talking about funding services based on who uses them.
And we'll hear the latest on Medicare from Raleigh. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carver Hood traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina Kids Classic teed it up for kids yesterday. Plus, we'll be bringing you more UNC soccer live in the air this upcoming season. And
rat-tat-tat Jim Rome has got to be the funniest guy on the radio.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today, slight chance of showers and thunder showers, probably in the afternoon. A very warm day. Our high today, about 88 or 89 degrees. North Carolina House Education Subcommittee moved a bill forward yesterday to begin studying replacement standards for Common Core in North Carolina schools. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
We know that we need better communication with parents, that we need it to be a little bit more developmentally appropriate. We need better professional development for teachers, that there's problems with the money and time allotted to testing. We knew that all those were issues. The pragmatists basically said, let's repair those things. The people who asked us to replace the Common Core gave us ideological arguments. They told us that the Common Core was likely to lead us to socialism, fascism, monarchy, and crony capitalism, and I don't think all four of those things are possible from one set of standards.
That's North Carolina House Representative Greg Meyer, a Democrat representing Orange and Durham counties. On Tuesday, shortly before the House Education Subcommittee voted 27-16 to move ahead with a plan to replace Common Core achievement standards in schools, Meyer expressed frustration over what he said he witnessed during the legislative hearings on Common Core that resulted in the move to end it for North Carolina schools. But conservative legislators who oppose Common Core standards for math and English that were implemented during the 2012-2013 school year argued that the concerns Meyer listed are enough to justify starting over. And some of them openly oppose it on the grounds that they see it as a federal government takeover of state educational standards. Representative Brian Holloway of King, North Carolina, is one of the Republican backers of the bill. He said that Common Core would remain in place, while a nine-member commission with two-thirds of its appointments coming from House Speaker Tom Tillis and Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger explored new guidelines for education standards beginning in September. Part of the wait, said Holloway, is so that a race to the top education grant would not be jeopardized.
Does it replace it instantly? The answer is no. And the reason for that is because of race to the top and because of some of the strings that were attached to that grant. And we do not want to find ourselves in a situation to send $400 million back to the federal government.
Holloway told vocal Democratic opponents of the bill that there would be no void left in educational standards once the State Board of Education is ordered to go down a different path than Common Core beginning next year. But Democrats weren't buying it, nor were they accepting claims that ideology was not involved. Representative Rick Glaser, a Democrat from Cumberland County, posed this question to Holloway, and Holloway's answer follows.
If, in fact, the committee determines that, frankly, the highest standards out there right now that have at least materials and curriculum and prep that they can use is, in fact, what amounts to the Common Core, are they free to recommend or readopt those standards?
I would have to say that the answer to that is no. Because the title is to replace Common Core.
Immediately, Holloway went on to say that not all aspects of Common Core would necessarily need to be scrapped. A proposed amendment from Democratic Representative Paul Tyne of Kitty Hawk to allow work to continue on Common Core while the commission explored other avenues was defeated 18-26. Representative Charles Jeter, a Mecklenburg Republican, joined Democrats in questioning why Common Core could not continue if standards were found to be better than those the commission recommends. The bill now heads to the House floor for debate. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County commissioners say they have money to fund rural curbside recycling pickup for next year. But after that, they're hoping a newly formed task force will come up with a plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
After months of debate, Orange County commissioners voted unanimously last night to approve spending $728,000 from the Solid Waste Reserve Fund to pay for rural curbside recycling pickup for 1 year. While board members agreed it was preferable to raising the property tax rate to cover the cost of the program next year, some, including Mark Dorson, argued it might be time to reconsider the county's reliance on fees.
I'm happy to support option one tonight, but I think it's a very, very bad, dangerous precedent to start talking about funding services based on who uses them. Once you start talking about this idea of everything is a fee for services, you really undermine the idea of a community.
The county was forced to find a new funding model after a court ruling called into question the county's ability to levy the fee that supported the program. The board scrapped two alternate funding models last month before opting for last night's stopgap measure. Town and county officials are moving towards an interlocal agreement on solid waste, but no agreement has yet been reached on how to equitably fund the recycling program, how government should share any future facilities like a waste transfer station, or where such a facility might go. In an effort to tackle those questions, commissioners voted 5-2 to create a solid waste advisory group, made up of residents and elected officials to sort out short and long-term goals for cooperation. Commissioner Penny Rich was one of those who favored a wide scope for the task force.
This is not a group just to find out what we're doing with recycling. This group is to really explore what we're going to do. I mean, we need a solid waste plan. We need to make sure that we move into the future and not have this discussion every single year.
The board will appoint commissioners to the task force on June 17th and solicit representation from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, and UNC, as well as 5 members of the public. Commissioners hope to receive a report from the newly formed task force at next fall's Assembly of Governments. In the meantime, the board will review a draft interlocal agreement on June 17th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
If you do a lot of driving around town, particularly near campus in the middle of the day, you might be affected by some work today. Lane closures on Ridge Road between Manning Drive and Boshammer Stadium may cause you some minor delays. Drivers, pedestrians, and bus riders can expect those lane closures to cause a bit of a slowdown between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. throughout the week while water pipes are being replaced. Chapel Hill Transit is advising customers to allow for extra travel time to make up for expected schedule delays on routes A, CCX, DX, NU, PX, RU, NU. The Ridge Road bus stop at the Ram's Head parking deck is closed until further notice. Two-way traffic on that stretch of road is still flowing, and pedestrians are being directed by signs to alternate routes. Work on the water pipe replacement project is going to go on for a while. It's expected to end by the middle of August. If you'd like more information, you can contact CH Transit at townofchapelhill.org. North Carolina officials are backing off plans to tax certain mental health treatment administrators to draw down more Medicaid money from Washington. That means the North Carolina General Assembly has to locate $60 million in savings elsewhere. Governor Pat McCrory's budget and the Senate spending proposal for fiscal year 2015 would have directed what are called local management entities to pay a 3.5% assessment on services. The assessment is already required of hospitals and helps bring in more Medicaid dollars. McCrory said yesterday that's not an option anymore after his administration received guidance from federal regulators last week. A federal inspector general's report also says a similar managed care tax for Medicaid in Pennsylvania appears impermissible. House Budget Committee Chair Representative Nelson Dollar of Kerry says budget writers are finding ways to fill the hole. Advocates for expanding Medicaid in North Carolina are planning to rally and deliver a petition with 25,000 signatures to House Speaker Tom Tillis today. The group plans to rally outside the legislative building today as part of Medicaid Expansion Lobby Day and then deliver the petition to Tillis's office, calling on him to accept federal Medicaid funds to expand coverage across the state. North Carolina NAACP President the Reverend William Barber is scheduled to speak, along with Belhaven Republican Mayor Adam O'Neill. The town's Vidin-Pungo Hospital, which serves low-income residents in the eastern part of the state, is facing closure. Medicaid expansion has been an ongoing part of the rallying cry for the Moral Monday protesters each week. And legislation designed to make clear how North Carolina students can participate in religious activities in the public schools has cleared a House panel, even as a lawmaker warned a phrase could lead to lawsuits. The House Education Committee recommended legislation yesterday, passed by the Senate last year, making clear students have the right to pray, share religious viewpoints, and distribute religious literature in schools with reasonable restrictions. The bill says school coaches involved in extracurricular activities can be present for voluntary student prayers and may adopt, quoting here, a respectful posture during it. The bill does not define that phrase. The panel rejected an amendment by Representative Rick Glazier to remove the posture language. He says similar words have been struck down by federal courts. The bill goes today to the full House. WCHL News Time, 7:16. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar.
Thank you very much, Ron. Things are looking a little better now, actually. 15501 northbound between Estes Drive and I-40, seeing some slight delays. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. Saw a little bit of a delay on NC-54 earlier. That looks like it has cleared up, and things are moving pretty nicely out there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you again in just a little while unless something out of the ordinary happens. And this traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. 67 degrees, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with even more clouds moving in after midnight. 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain, particularly in the afternoon. And high tomorrow, about 85 degrees. So maybe a couple of degrees cooler tomorrow, but I wouldn't even call that cool. It's going to be hot today with a high approaching 90 degrees.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL.
News around town this morning, you can visit Acme Restaurant in downtown Carborough tonight for an evening of food, music, and fun to benefit Empowerment, Inc. Tickets are $35 a person or $50 for a couple, with all the proceeds going to Empowerment. The event runs from 6 until 8 p.m. with music by Rhonda Robichaux. Search for Empowerment on Facebook if you'd like to find out more information. But again, that is tonight from 6 until 8 p.m. at Acme. Congratulations to the organizers of the 2014 Chapel Hill Spring Garden Tour, which raised $28,000 this spring for the North Carolina Botanical Garden. That's a record for the tour, which started back in 1996. Hosted every other year by the Chapel Hill Garden Club, the tour has now raised $168,000 since it started. Funds raised this year will go to the Botanical Garden's Children's Wonder Garden, still in development. Visit chapelhillgardenclub.net to learn more about the organization. And a great big salute to Amy Rickard, principal at Morris Grove Elementary School, just named by the North Carolina Principals and Assistant Principals Association as the National Distinguished Principal from the state of North Carolina. Only one principal from each state gets this honor each year, and it's not the only award Rickard has won. She's also been recognized as the 2014 Wells Fargo Regional Principal of the Year for the Piedmont Triad Central Region. As part of her award, Principal Rickard will travel to Washington, D.C. this October for a couple of days of activities with principals from all across the country. In a statement, Chapel Hill Carborough School Superintendent Tom Fursella said, quoting here, "Amy Rickard is a superstar by any definition. She's a tremendous school leader who is consistently focused on the success of her students and staff." Hear, hear. 7:20 at WCHL. Time now for championship sports. I'm Rod Stutz. The 26th annual Carolina Kids Classic featured former Carolina basketball stars, head football coach Larry Fedora, and of course, charity tournament founder, the former voice of the Tar Heels, Woody Durham, teeing it up for a great cause yesterday beneath beautiful Carolina blue skies out of the UNC Findlay Golf Course. WCHL's Matt Oakes hit the course yesterday and has more on the story.
And he looked at me and he said, "Woody, let's put on a golf tournament." So that's what we did.
That was legendary Tar Heel sports broadcaster Woody Durham. Durham, along with Greensboro businessman Mike Haley, developed the Carolina Kids Classic Golf Tournament while serving together on the Ronald McDonald House's board of directors in the 1980s. Durham says the tournament hasn't changed all that much through the years.
I think the same flavor and everything is still here, and it's good. Last year we pushed closer to the $3.5 million mark, and it's doing what it ought to do.
To date, the charity tournament has raised more than $3.5 million for children's charities. This year, proceeds benefited NC Children's Hospital and the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill. The Ronald McDonald House provides a home away from home for families of seriously ill or injured children being treated at NC Children's Hospital. Before the shotgun start to the tournament, a $120,000 check was presented on the driving range, where former Tar Heel standout Sean May and Jawad Williams were still squeezing in a few last-minute practice swings. Carolina football coach Larry Fedora was out walking the fairways Tuesday. He says he's enjoyed getting to know the famous tournament co-founder in his time here in Chapel Hill.
Fortunate to have gotten to know the legend, actually, and to be around Woody. And I understand Woody started this event, and it's just a tremendous thing. And to have Woody backing it, it means probably more to them than anything.
Former Carolina basketball star and NBA veteran Anton Jameson was all smiles at the event. He says he's always happy to come back and support this event with such a great cause in a community he loves.
It's for a good cause. That's the most important thing. You know, the Ronald McDonald House and the hospital, they do so much for the kids. And for me to have my name attached to that, to bring some awareness to what they're doing and all the positive things they're doing for our kids is the most important thing. And excited to be here, and should be a fun day.
Jameson says he's always surprised at how much changes in Chapel Hill between visits. He says he went to a brand new restaurant Monday night with his wife, but he says he always enjoys his time back at the site of so many warm memories and is excited to bring his kids back later in the summer for camp.
Just to see familiar faces, reminisce of my time here and just coming back, and we got a camp here coming up next month, and the kids will be here, so they get an opportunity to see where Dad went to college then.
Susan Dillingham, a tournament volunteer and 1977 graduate of UNC Chapel Hill, says she's happy to be back for a second year at the tournament.
I'm really proud to be out here as a volunteer. This is my second year volunteering, and it's just a great fun day to see people come out and have fun and give for the great causes that we have here.
As for the tournament founder's golf game these days, Durham says he's not too satisfied.
I wish you hadn't brought that up, okay? I used to play pretty good. Not great, but pretty good for me. I can't get it back to where it was. Of course, I've turned a lot of calendars page by page since I was pretty good, I thought. But I'm trying to get back there.
Hopefully, Durham and the rest of the community members will have plenty more years to work on their games and give back in this yearly event that has become an important Chapel Hill tradition. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I don't know if Woody's ever been totally satisfied with his golf game. Of course, I guess most golfers are like that. But congratulations to Woody and everybody else for raising all that money yesterday, the Carolina Kids Classic, and thank you to Matt Oakes for that report. And Matt, I haven't talked to you about your game yesterday. We'll have to have that conversation later on in the day. WCHL Championship Sports is proud to announce expanding coverage of Carolina soccer coming up this fall with an additional game added to the lineup. The 2014 broadcast slate will kick off with the Carolina Nike Classic on Friday, August 22nd, as the perennial powerhouse Carolina women's soccer team takes on national contender Stanford. That game will take place under the lights in Chapel Hill. The WCHL broadcast team will be live on site at Fetzer Field for 11 contests this season, 9 women's games and 2 men's matchups. Both squads will be aiming for more national championship glory after disappointing postseason finishes in 2013. For a complete broadcast schedule, you can read the story on our website, chapelboro.com.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Rat-tat-tat Jim Rome has got to be the funniest guy on the radio. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. On his radio show, The Jungle, Jim Rome said Tuesday that Donald Sterling should buy an island, burn his boat, and go away for good. Because if Tiger Woods taught us anything, it's that anyone with that type of jack power in Greece will never have just one mistress. And as soon as one of the girls gets run, all the others start to come out of the woodwork. V. Stiviana was Sterling's silly rabbit, and now she's the Pied Piper for side pieces, quoting Rome. Rome says a second alleged mistress, Mako Maya King, is suing Sterling for subjecting her to racist and sexist remarks and then firing her when she complained about his harassment. King was another personal assistant for Sterling, and the statement she alleges he made sound like they're the B-side tracks from the V. Stiviano tape, quoting Rome again. I can't quote what Rome Quota the second mistress is allegedly saying, not on this radio station, but he says she claims the 80-year-old Sterling allegedly withheld her pay when she wouldn't perform degrading acts and that Sterling often walked around naked in front of her. Rome said that he feels like he should sue for psychological damage just from reading that and envisioning that. Earlier, Rome told Mike Ditka to lay off Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford for wearing his cap backwards. He said that makes Ditka look like a grumpy old man and that every quarterback in the NFL not named Peyton Manning wears his cap backward. The next fight Ditka walks away from will be the first one, said Rome, but he ought to walk away from this one. Finally, Rome picked on Tim Tebow for still trying to make it in the NFL as a quarterback and not simply agreeing to change positions where he could make any team as a tight end by just smashing into people. He quoted Tebow as saying he's working harder than ever and is feeling better than ever. But Rome asked Tebow, are you being as accurate as ever? Because if you are, you still aren't among the three best quarterbacks on any of the 32 NFL rosters. You may not be able to take Jim Rome in the jungle for long, but for as long as you can, he is the funniest man on radio. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of Mom and Dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
Fitzlumber & Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitzlumber & Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Wine and Design of Chapel Hill, Durham. It's half off, $35 for evening painting class vouchers available today for $17. Wine and Design, located at Carmel Mall in Carrboro, provides everything you need for a fun night out. All you need to bring is a beverage of choice and your creativity. You follow along with a local artist who will teach you how to paint your chosen art piece. At the end of the night, you go home with your handmade masterpiece and lots of great memories to share. So gather your friends, buy today's deal, and get your art buzz on. Buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
7:30 at WCHL. Time now to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you by Glass Half Full. It is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 66 this morning in Carrboro, 66 also in Hillsboro this morning. Partly sunny, a really warm day, high today up close to 90. There is a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms to cool things off, potentially in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with even more clouds rolling in after midnight. That means a 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms overnight. Overnight low around 67 or 68 degrees. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon. And tomorrow about 85, so not quite as hot tomorrow as today, but still on the warm side. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. And the beautiful garden patio is now open for outdoor dining. glass half full, good food, good wine, and lots of fun.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Top Army soldier Bo Bergdahl spotted on a Taliban video during his release from captivity last weekend. He'd left his post, and Bo Bergdahl was held by the Taliban for 5 years. At the Pentagon, correspondent Margaret Brennan.
That nearly 20-minute-long video shows the first images of Bo Bergdahl since his release. The 28-year-old appears dazed. He blinks very rapidly in the daylight and is dressed in traditional Afghan clothing. U.S. Special Forces perform a very quick body search for explosives before hustling him away.
Margaret Brennan told CBS this morning.
The video has obvious propaganda value for the Taliban, which is touting the release of its senior leaders as a major accomplishment. As for Bo Bergdahl himself, he remains in stable condition, undergoing tests at a military hospital in Germany.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 732 at WCHL. The North Carolina House Education Subcommittee moved a bill forward on Tuesday to begin studying replacement standards for Common Core in North Carolina schools. WCHL's Danny Hooley reports.
We know that we need better communication with parents, that we need it to be a little bit more developmentally appropriate. We need better professional development for teachers, that there's problems with the money and time allotted to testing. We knew that all those were issues. The pragmatist basically said, let's repair those things. The people who asked us to replace the Common Core gave us ideological arguments. They told us that the Common Core was likely to lead us to socialism, fascism, monarchy, and crony capitalism, and I don't think all four of those things are possible from one set of standards.
That's North Carolina House Representative Greg Meyer, a Democrat representing Orange and Durham counties. On Tuesday, shortly before the House Education Subcommittee voted 27-16 to move ahead with a plan to replace Common Core achievement standards in schools, Meyer expressed frustration over what he said he witnessed during the legislative hearings on Common Core that resulted in the move to end it for North Carolina schools. But conservative legislators who oppose Common Core standards for math and English that were implemented during the 2012-2013 school year argued that the concerns Meyer listed are enough to justify starting over. And some of them openly oppose it on the grounds that they see it as a federal government takeover of state educational standards. Representative Brian Holloway of King, North Carolina, is one of the Republican backers of the bill. He said that Common Core would remain in place, while a nine-member commission with two-thirds of its appointments coming from House Speaker Tom Tillis and Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger, explored new guidelines for education standards beginning in September. Part of the wait, said Holloway, is so that a race to the top education grant would not be jeopardized.
Does it replace it instantly? The answer is no. And the reason for that is because of race to the top and because of some of the strings that were attached to that grant. And we do not want to find ourselves in a situation to send $400 million back to the federal government.
Holloway told vocal Democratic opponents of the bill that there would be no void left in educational standards once the State Board of Education is ordered to go down a different path than Common Core beginning next year. But Democrats weren't buying it, nor were they accepting claims that ideology was not involved. Representative Rick Glazier, a Democrat from Cumberland County, posed this question to Holloway, and Holloway's answer follows.
If, in fact, the committee determines that, frankly, the highest standards out there right now that have at least materials and curriculum and prep that they can use is, in fact, what amounts to the Common Core, are they free to recommend or readopt those standards?
I would have to say that the answer to that is no. Because the title is to replace Common Core.
Immediately, Holloway went on to say that not all aspects of Common Core would necessarily need to be scrapped. A proposed amendment from Democratic Representative Paul Tyne of Kitty Hawk to allow work to continue on Common Core while the commission explored other avenues was defeated 18-26. Representative Charles Jeter, a Mecklenburg Republican, joined Democrats in questioning why Common Core could not continue if standards were found to be better than those the commission recommends. The bill now heads to the House floor for debate. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The Orange County commissioners were busy last night. They say they have money to fund rural curbside recycling pickup for next year, But after that, they're hoping a newly formed task force will come up with a plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
After months of debate, Orange County commissioners voted unanimously last night to approve spending $728,000 from the Solid Waste Reserve Fund to pay for rural curbside recycling pickup for 1 year. While board members agreed it was preferable to raising the property tax rate to cover the cost of the program next year, some, including Mark Dorson, argued it might be time to reconsider the county's reliance on fees.
I'm happy to support option one tonight, but I think it's a very, very bad, dangerous precedent to start talking about funding services based on who uses them. Once you start talking about this idea of everything is a fee for services, you really undermine the idea of a community.
The county was forced to find a new funding model after a court ruling called into question the county's ability to levy the fee that supported the program. The board scrapped two alternate funding models last month before opting for last night's stopgap measure. Town and county officials are moving towards an interlocal agreement on solid waste, but no agreement has yet been reached on how to equitably fund the recycling program, how government should share any future facilities like a waste transfer station, or where such a facility might go. In an effort to tackle those questions, commissioners voted 5-2 to create a solid waste advisory group, made up of residents and elected officials to sort out short and long-term goals for cooperation. Commissioner Penny Rich was one of those who favored a wide scope for the task force.
This is not a group just to find out what we're doing with recycling. This group is to really explore what we're going to do. I mean, we need a solid waste plan. We need to make sure that we move into the future and not have this discussion every single year.
The board will appoint commissioners to the task force on June 17th and solicit representation from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, and UNC, as well as five members of the public. Commissioners hope to receive a report from the newly formed task force at next fall's Assembly of Governments. In the meantime, the board will review a draft interlocal agreement on June 17th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Look for some delays if you're negotiating your way around town today in the middle of the day. Lane closures on Ridge Road between Manning Drive and Boshammer Stadium may cause you some minor delays. Drivers, pedestrians, and bus riders can expect those lane closures to cause a bit of a slowdown between the hours of 9 and 4 throughout the week while water pipes are being replaced. Chapel Hill Transit is advising customers to allow for some extra travel time to make up for expected schedule delays on routes A, CCX, DX, NU, PX, RU, and U. The Ridge Road bus stop at the Ram's Head parking deck is closed until further notice. Two-way traffic on that stretch of road is still flowing, and pedestrians are being directed by signs to alternate routes. Work on the water pipe replacement project is going to take a while. It's expected to end by the middle of August. If you'd like more information, you can contact CH Transit at townofchapelhill.org. North Carolina officials are backing off plans to tax certain mental health treatment administrators to draw down more Medicaid money out of Washington. That means the North Carolina General Assembly has to locate $60 million in savings elsewhere. Governor Pat McCrory's budget and the Senate spending proposal for fiscal year 2015 would have directed what are called local management entities to pay a 3.5% assessment on services. That assessment is already required of hospitals and helps bring in more Medicaid dollars. McCrory said yesterday that's not an option anymore after his administration received guidance from federal regulators last week. A federal inspector general's report also says a similar managed care tax for Medicaid in Pennsylvania appears impermissible. House Budget Committee Chair Representative Nelson Dollar of Kerry says budget writers are finding ways to fill the hole. And advocates for expanding Medicaid in North Carolina are planning to rally and deliver a petition today with 25,000 signatures on it to House Speaker Tom Tillis. The group plans to rally outside the legislative building today as part of Medicaid Expansion Lobby Day and then deliver the petition to Tillis' office, calling on him to accept federal Medicaid funds to expand coverage across the state. North Carolina NAACP President Reverend William Barber is scheduled to be there and speak, along with Belhaven Republican Mayor Adam O'Neill. The town's Vidon Pongo Hospital, which serves low-income residents in the eastern part of North Carolina, is facing closure. Medicaid expansion has been an ongoing part of the rallying cry for the Moral Monday protesters each week. WCHL News Time, 7:39. Rand Northam is in the WCHL studios this morning. And as always, Rand has lots of interesting topics to talk about, especially centering around chapelbro.com, our website.
That is exactly right. And, you know, Ron, summer is literally just weeks away, which is crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy to think. I know the temperatures have been telling us that. It's been pretty warm recently.
Yeah, it's going to get up close to 90 today. So
yeah, how about that? Well, so that being said, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, things calm down over the summer here in the great Chapelboro.
Not like they used to.
That's right.
There's a big difference.
So this will be my second summer as news director, be my third summer here at WCHL. And I was promised that, you know, I started in May and everybody said, well, it'll be a good, or no, sorry, I started in February and then went full time in May the first time. But so...
You were promised that it would slow down?
I was promised that things would slow down over the summer.
That, and you believe that?
Well, the first summer I was here, the NCAA rulings came out for Carolina UNC football and things like that. And I feel I've been lied to over the years. So, but that being said, I want to let everybody know that just because summer is right around the corner doesn't mean that Chapelboro is going to be slowing down at all. We're going to bring you all the news, all the sports information, get you ready for football season next year, both on the college level and high school level. But we'll also have all kinds of different things going on as far as our calendar page, letting you know of great events going on in the area. Susan Murray will be out shooting photos all summer long. You know, we'll have our photo galleries up, but we'll also have our local writers here with us to bring you all of the great topics that they always do.
Oh, so. Ye of little experience when you took over as news director. Ye of little knowledge. That's what we tell everybody.
That's right, yeah.
That, you know, it's going to be slow in the summertime, man. It's going to be leisurely, and it'll be fun. Yeah.
I feel lied to.
Right.
Yep.
I feel there's a song in there somewhere. I feel lied to. What song is it I'm hearing? I can't quite put my finger on it.
I remember it from is it a TV show or a movie now?
I don't know.
I'll have to think of it. I can kind of hear the actor saying it, but I can't. Oh, it's John Panette. John Panette. He was a comedian.
Uh-huh.
And just a great comedian. Unfortunately, he died a few weeks back now.
That's not what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing is a song.
I'm sure that's always the case.
I can't. I'll have to figure it out.
Anyway, we do want to tell you one specific thing on our website right now at chapelboro.com, and that is the Deep Dish Theater Gala. Speaking of Susan Murray, she took some great photos from that event, and you can check them out in our photo gallery section. And check out that calendar page. Lots of great events going on, especially now that we're getting over the hump and heading towards the weekend. Lots of great events always going on the week during the weekend. Here in the Chapelboro area, so you want to check that out. On our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Mike!
I knew he was going to do it.
You know what day it is.
I knew he was going to do it.
Hump day.
I'll just have to not bring up hump day anymore.
Your fault. You brought it up.
I suppose it is.
743 at WCHL.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of Mom and Dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
The Kennedy Dental Group has been practicing in Chapel Hill for more than 20 years and prides itself on being a community-based business. Dr. Jeff Kennedy encourages everyone to enjoy one of the walking trails behind their new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street, across from Eastgate Shopping Center. The Kennedy Dental Group not only cares about your oral health, but your overall well-being, and is happy to make their ecological environment accessible to all citizens of Carrboro and Chapel Hill. Park for free behind their offices and enjoy the surroundings.
This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Vicki Ryder. As a grandmother, my decision to engage in civil disobedience at the North Carolina General Assembly was inspired by my own grandmother, who taught me the words of the great Rabbi Hillel. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? But if I am only for myself, then what am I? And if not now, when? As a citizen, I was inspired, too, by our Declaration of Independence, which says that whenever a body of government engages in a long train of abuses, it's not only our right, but our duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for our future security. The future security of our grandchildren is being seriously threatened by the train of recent legislation spewing from our state's General Assembly. Will my grandchildren and yours have access to free and affordable public education and to affordable health care? Will they be able to find jobs that pay a living wage and adequate unemployment benefits if they should need them? Will they be able to cast their ballots and vote unimpeded by needless and regressive restrictions and impediments? Be free to marry whomever they love and to make their own reproductive choices? Will they have pure water to drink and clean air to breathe? These are my concerns for my grandchildren, for everybody's grandchildren. My hope is that all of you grandmothers and grandfathers out there will do the same. And I hope that someday our grandchildren will understand that we did it for them. This is Vicki Ryder.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
748 at WCHL, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Traffic and weather together on the way next. And there's a rumor that Wayne Pond is going to be with us in just a moment.
This month, we are celebrating dads and grads at Great Outdoor Provision Company. We can help you find just the right gift that lets that special person know how much you appreciate them. Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not surprise Dad with a high-performance Yeti cooler or maybe a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses? Or outfit that hard-working graduate with a pair of Chaco sandals, allowing them to pound pavement, trails, and waves in comfort and style. Come see us. We're at Eastgate or online at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
The final bell will ring before you know it. And for many kids, that means summer camp. And that means a physical is needed. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young camper can start that much-anticipated summer adventure. Our caring physicians and staff are ready. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
A 2013 independent survey conducted by Home Care Pulse ranked HomeWatch caregivers of the Triangle significantly higher than the industry standard in compassion, knowledge, reliability, flexibility, and overall quality of service. For 10 years, HomeWatch caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, providing hourly and 24-hour personal care to people of all ages with all types of needs. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call, 919-960-6038. HomeWatch caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you by Grindle Jewelers.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still seeing some slight delays on 15501 northbound and southbound between NC 54 and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange. NC 54 eastbound and westbound between 15501 and I-40 also seeing some delays, but really just minor delays out there right now. Nothing major and no accidents being reported. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Hey, Rand, you want to stick around for the clean joke? Because Lauren told me yesterday she had a humdinger.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to hear it.
All right. That's coming up. And the traffic report brought to you by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers. They're always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. And now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. Sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today up close to 90, about 88 degrees. Tonight partly cloudy and then becoming mostly cloudy after midnight. 40% chance of rain overnight. Overnight low around 68 degrees. And then tomorrow another really warm day, although not quite as warm. A 30% chance of rain all day, but particularly in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow about 85 or 86. So really warm weather, as Rand talked about just a few moments ago. It is about time, I guess, because it's almost summertime. Ah, we got the clean joke coming up just a moment here. A little jump of the gun here. Everybody getting all excited. Wayne Pond, the orchestra is ready to go with the joke, so that must not mean they're listening to what you have to say.
those zany computers, eh, Ron?
Oh, I know, man. How you doing?
I got
Uh-oh. Phone problems again, Wayne.
Set up. Can you hear me now, Ron? Can you hear me now, Ron?
I can hear you now, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. The blankety-blank telephone. All right? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Here is a word that, according to the wordsmith in the dictionary that I checked, moves in many directions, or at least several, all at the same time. The word of the day is solidus. S-O-L-I-D, D as in delightful, U-S. S-O-L-I-D-U-S. Solidus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a pretty simple little word. According to one dictionary, solidus is all about Roman coins, gold coins in the late Roman, did I say Roman? I meant Russian. In the late, what would it be, 17th, 18th century.
Russian, what the heck?
Yeah, they all blend together, as any history major will tell you. The other term is all about medieval money, solidus, S-O-L-I-D-U-S. But according to the wordsmith, our most trusted authority here, solidus is that little line, that little mark. You know, when you see, you're reading along and it says /or, and you see that little line that sort of moves like on a computer key from the top to the bottom, more or less moving from right to left.
Yes.
Well, that is a solidus. Finally, Ron, you have figured this out. And you know the meaning of the word solidus.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to work that into my conversation sometime today.
Well, I hope so. I hope you'll record it and play it back for everybody, okay?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that one, but I'm going to try.
All right, pal. There is your word of the day, S-O-L-I-D-U-S, the mark that typically designates or denotes or, as in and, or, and, that sort of thing. Got it?
All right, buddy.
Hey, Rand, wake him up. All right, pal.
Thanks, nudge,
you.
Nudge.
Hey, good boy.
All right, buddy. Wayne, you got the. Rand, you got anything to add to that?
I do and or don't.
Great response. And the word of the day from Wayne Pond, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Sometime next hour. Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. And if you can do that, you're a better man than I am. You can get a $10 gift card to Grocers. The hard parts are going to be working into the conversation. Oh, boy.
All right, WCHL, time now for the clean joke of the day. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Lauren Stafford.
How are you doing?
All right, how about you?
Good.
How you doing?
Still, you know, just one of those lines from a show that'll never go anywhere.
I was watching an old friend show the other night, and I swear, you know, Joey, how you doing?
I know, it gets me every time. Hilarious. And it's one of those series that it really doesn't matter if you've seen that episode 42 times.
Yeah, exactly.
It comes on and you find yourself sitting there. If there's a marathon, you're stuck. You're stuck for hours. If there's an old marathon of Friends, you'll just sit there and watch them.
And you know what? I always thought that Joey and Chandler were both hilarious.
Oh, me too. I love them.
Never really cared that much for the other guy.
Well, there you go. You can't even remember his name. David Schwimmer was the actor's name.
Exactly. I never really cared for his character that much. But no, Joey and Chandler. Chandler's hilarious.
Oh, no. They were hilarious. Yeah. Hilarious.
And
fortunately, Joey never really got to do anything else with his career. But anyway.
Exactly. It just kind of went downhill from there. But at any rate, you got a good joke for us.
I do.
I hope so. Well, let me ask you something first.
Yeah.
How you doing?
You ask me. I'll ask you how you doing after I tell this joke, if it's any good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
A few old couples used to get together to talk about life and to have a good time every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
One day, one of the men, Harry, started talking about this fantastic restaurant he went to the other night with his wife.
Uh-huh.
Really, one of the men said, "What's it called?" After thinking for a few seconds, Harry said, "What are those good-smelling flowers called again?"
Uh-huh.
"Do you mean a rose?" the first man questioned. "Yes, that's it," Harry exclaimed. Looking over at his wife, he said, "Rose, what's that restaurant we went to the other night?" Just something to jog the memory, I guess.
Memory starts to go, doesn't it?
Oh, that's scary. The day that happens. Woo.
How you doing?
How are you?
You're doing really well.
You do a great rest of your day.
I love that one.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Faith Negger is today's WCHL Hometown Hero, another very special mom. She was nominated by Susan Lombardo. And Susan, I'm reading your nomination here, and it says, Faith is a single parent of two sons. Her younger son, Michael, has autism spectrum disorder and other developmental disabilities. He graduated from East Chapel Hill High School in June of 2013 with an amazing post-secondary plan for his life. From what you wrote, it sounds as if you attribute much of his success to Faith's active partnership with the school and community services, employers. She's helped him every step of the way.
Absolutely, Ron. She's an extraordinary person, an incredible advocate, not only for her son, but for other individuals with disabilities in our community. She works closely with a variety of social service agencies. She works with employers. She understands the importance of partnership in getting things done and really has an enlightened understanding of a person with a disability and their potential. She really is quite amazing. It was an honor to work with her throughout her son's life while he was in high school.
Susan, I'm reading over your nomination here, and it's really impressive. It says you first met Ms. Negger back in 2008. What first impressed you about Faith Negger?
Her understanding of her son and her understanding of how the school can work with her to meet the needs of her son and really understanding accommodations and modifications and structures that needed to be in place to really help her son fulfill his potential and achieve the kind of success he's made.
You've told me that she currently serves as a community guide for people with disabilities, and she also served in the Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Commission for 6 years and the only member who actively spoke out on behalf of people with disabilities. It sounds as if she really represents a lot of people, and she does it extremely well.
Yes, that's correct, Ron. She does serve a wide range of people with disabilities and actively works with the community, both employers as well as community partners, to make things happen.
That would include, I'm sure, staying on top of all the current information about disability rights and other awareness issues, and definitely Faith Negger is an outstanding mom, but she does so much more for other people who are disabled and their whole whole families. I want to thank you for nominating Faith Nager.
Oh, you're so welcome, Ron. Again, it's a wonderful honor, and I'm just delighted that you've selected her for this special award.
There you have it. Another very special mom in our community, Faith Nager, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
It's going to be really warm today. High today up close to 90, about 88 degrees. Mostly sunny skies. 20% chance of rain later today. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
A U.S. soldier's path to freedom.
Dramatic images of the Taliban handover.
VA scandal widens.
Long delays in four more states.
Recalling D-Day.
There was SS all over the place, and they just slaughtered us.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A helicopter takes American Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl to freedom. It's newly released video from the Taliban of last weekend's exchange that ended a five-year ordeal and touched off a wave of controversy. CBS's Peter Mayer traveling with President Obama.